she'd say, I threw the bomb and she
caught it.
But she's been clumsy all week, and all week she hasn't caught it. Right. Now, if you were talking to somebody and you might say, now let's meet in town, but if I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
Very good. If a little child was about to be punished for something, he might say, oh, please, give me another
chance.
Yeah. And another word for a good mood might be a good
try.
Okay, have you ever heard anybody say somebody was in a good humor?
A good mood.
A good, or yeah, say a good humor instead of a good mood. If you had something in your house like mice that you didn't want there anymore, you'd say you're going to have to get
rid of
them. If there was a person who didn't really know what was going on, but that person pretended to, have you ever heard anybody say he made out like he knew?
Mm-hmm.
They'd say,
made out like he knew what was going on,
what he really did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes instead of saying, who stole my pencil, you might say, who?
Who took it?
Okay. How about a kind of a funny word for it? I'll see if you know. Do you know swiped?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, who?
Swiped my pencil.
How about snitch?
Snatched.
Snatch, you know. How about rip off?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Yeah. Ripped off my pencil.
Okay. Now, talking about writing letters, I might ask you, have you heard from him? And or, you know, you'd say, yes, I have just
written him.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, well, yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
So easy to do. Then you say, and I expect to receive a
letter.
Okay. And if it's a letter that is kind of in return,
an answer.
Yeah. You put the letter in the envelope, and then you turn it over, and you take your pen and
address it.
Right. If you might say, I'd like to write to him, but I don't know his
address.
Mm-hmm. Now, if like a little child came home and they learned something new, you'd say, well, who
taught you that?
And if there was something that, like a project you were working on, and you hadn't quite done it yet, but you were just on the verge of doing it, you'd say, well, no, I hadn't started yet, but I'm
about to.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing to.
Right, or fixing to.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. You're really good. What do children call other children who tell on each other?
Tattletales.
Very good. Have you ever heard people say that about adults?
Busybodies.
Busybodies. Right.
Right.
Very good. Now, if you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd go out to the garden and
pick flowers.
Yes. Now, something that a child, just anything that a child might play with would be a
doll.
Okay, how about that any child, like, you know, all different things like
toys.
Sure. Have you ever heard them call anything else? Play pretty, have you ever heard that? Play toy?
Like I've heard people say, I'm not your play pretty.
Oh, you have?
Uh-huh. And you better go find you a toy.
That's great. You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
You're really sharp. Okay. Talking about something that you had received from someone else, like a book, you'd say, this is the book he
gave me.
Very good. And you'd say, over the past few years, he has
given.
And I think I might
give.
Yeah. You're so good. You might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started to rain.
Right. Now, if you were talking about a movie, you might say, what time does the show
start?
Now, another word that means start.
Begin.
Yes. Now, if I said you came in one day and you'd been, and I said, why are you out of breath? And you were, I felt so happy I
ran.
And if you'd say, like horses gallop, but people